When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mandy needs us. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I know I've definitely got a first world problem, but I don't care. I need to know, do I accept the free vacation or is it just not worth it?
Wow, it better be something big to not accept a free vacation.
Well, my sister invited me on a free trip with her and her husband for a week. She got it through her work, so it's a pretty sweet perk. However, they actively, openly, and almost exclusively speak in baby talk to one another. They have no shame. Do it in front of the entire family. I only really see them for dinners, birthdays, stuff like that. So I didn't notice how bad it was until a year ago when we shared a hotel room in Chicago for a cousin's wedding. I was stuck with the two of them in close proximity. I already know I will not be able to have a ton of alone time if I go.
Mm-hmm.
They're the kind of people that want us to do outings and everything together. So what do you think? By the way, the trip is in Jamaica, all-inclusive.
Oh.
So I probably wouldn't have this opportunity ever again. Maybe your listeners could help suggest how I can have my cake and eat it, too. Thanks so much.
How about you just go?
Yeah.
Like, it's an all-inclusive trip to Jamaica. Just go. And,
yes.
And figure it out there. You know, I mean, put earbuds in. Listen to music. Whatever. I don't know. Or... this isn't a problem. I don't see this as a problem.
I don't either. And it's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what was your relationship like before she married her husband? She wasn't baby talking to everybody before she met him, right?
I don't know. Maybe that's their freak flag.
Like, well, maybe it's an opportunity to address it. Like, if she gets some alone time with her sister, like, maybe she can suggest the sisters hang out today and go do some stuff, just sisters, and see if maybe...
And see if she doesn't...
Like she's not spending time with her sister because of this. I think that's sad.
So if she has maybe just sister-on-sister time, see if the source of the issue is actually the sister's husband, or if it's actually her sister. That she just didn't know that she got into baby talk. What would that sound like?
Does baby want a drink? I'll go get you. I didn't know you're so cute.
Is your tummy hungry? Would you like to get some food for your tummy?
Come on, please tell me adults don't talk like that. Tell me adults don't talk like that.
It's a thing, right?
Oh. Without providing specific examples.
There are several people who are rolling in via text and on Facebook that are like, hey, it's an all-inclusive resort, so that means free booze. Just go get drunk, stay drunk.
Oh, okay. All right.
You want to be able to enjoy it, though. And you won't be able to enjoy your vacation completely if you're wasted the entire time, right?
Yeah. Sandy's just like, get on their level. Do only do baby talk to them. See if they pick up on it.
Oh, boo-boo.
Oh, do. You guys going to stay? Did you get sunburned? Oh, do you? Oh, let me put a little aloe vera on
I mean, I don't see how this is a huge concern, a huge issue, honestly.
It's your sister.
Yeah, go.
It's your sister.
Go to Jamaica.
And go and use the opportunity to spend some time with your sister and maybe try to reestablish that connection that apparently you've been avoiding because you don't like the way that she hangs out with her husband.
There you go. So maybe we can show Mandy that this freak flag isn't all that uncommon.
Oh,
I okay.
Are you asking all the baby talkers to come out of the woodwork?
Well, I just want to know what your freak flag is.
Oh, okay.
And maybe you can admit that you do baby talk too, and it's not that bad.
Okay.
All right.
Now we talk like that to our dogs sometimes. Especially the baby. She's 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have to talk to your animals that way because they're babies.
Exactly.
And even if they're 13, 14 years old, they're still elder babies.
I still call them puppies.
And they will be babies until they die. But I want to know I want to know what your freak flag is, all right? 502-795-1997. The freakier, the better. For Mandy. Do it for Mandy.
Okay, make her feel better.
So Mandy admits that her first world problem is that she is balking at the opportunity of going on an all-inclusive Jamaican vacation with her sister and her husband because they talk baby talk to each other.
And she just doesn't know if she can deal with it.
Yeah, and we're all like, deal with it.
Take the vacation. Yeah, you know, try to spend some one-on-one time with your sister and reestablish that connection that clearly is... kind of started to fall by the wayside because she's been like avoiding spending time with him other than like, you know, special occasions, birthdays, stuff like holidays, stuff like that. I think it's sad.
Yeah, Courtney posts on Facebook, just go tell him to stop being weirdos and go meet new friends at the bar. But everybody is pretty much saying, just go. So I asked, hey, so, you know, baby talking, a little bit of a freak flag, right? They're waving it pretty proudly. So what freak flag would you wave or maybe proudly or maybe not so proudly? Cindy, I read elevator inspection certificates in elevators.
Like out loud, or just you stay there until you're done reading it to yourself?
I sometimes wonder what an elevator inspection consists of. So,
well, I feel like now you're kind of an expert if you do that a lot.
Yes, right. Derek's freak flag, live action role playing. He says acting combined with fighting with weapons. I don't see why this is a nerdy thing. It's just fun.
I did this in middle school with my friends. And we had like a big, you know, video camera, the really big ones when the home video cameras came out first. And we made like epic movies. They were all included like death scenes with ketchup, you know, for reality. And then we had in our death scenes, we had like last minute shout outs to our boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I dated a guy named Ben when I was in seventh grade. And I would tell Ben, I love him. And then,
last dying wish. Yeah, I want to really say in middle school, maybe when we were even freshmen, sophomores in high school, me and a group of friends had a series of movies called Psycho Baby movies.
Psycho Baby?
Yeah. And one of my friends was the psycho baby, and we dressed him in a t-shirt that was way too small, and then like shorts that were way too short. And then we would like go to like Kroger and a film.
Oh, you would go in public and
film
this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We would go at like midnight when there was no one there, but we would film in these and he'd be like, ah. And then he would like attack people that were just shopping at Kroger, and we would be the people that were shopping at Kroger. And there was another time when he attacked us, Psycho Baby attacked us at one of my friend's house, and he threw one of us off the roof.
Oh
and,
my
and
gosh.
And we literally took, jeans, a shirt, and stuffed it with like pillows to make it look like a person, and threw that off of like the special effects.
Fantastic special effects.
Yeah. So somewhere, like I think my friend Dominic probably still has those videos.
I was gonna say, does it
floating
still
around
exist?
Somewhere? Yeah, I don't know.
We also had a series called Kung Fu Carrie. My sister's Carrie. Yeah. And she would walk around. She put her hair up in buns, and she'd walk around. We had like Yanni music playing in the background, and then she'd move her mouth, and then I would just make stuff up behind the camera and talk for her, and then walk around from fight scene to fight scene. and then the dance break. Dance break to Janet Jackson.
So is our freak flag the fact that we made home movies?
Live action role playing too.
Yeah,
yes, but
I
we
guess,
did it
I
as
guess
kids.
So.
Yeah. We don't do it as adults.
Owen's freak flag. I love some specific kinds of airplanes and trying to guess the planes by its various sounds.
Wow. Wow.
That's funny. Eric, I have a crazy mental catalog of music. I listen to 2 to 3 new albums every single day and on the weekends.
That's putting in work.
Dang, that is putting in work. Another person, my freak flag, I guess, is that I'm a furry. I have a fursona and started working on a suit and all that.
Come on now. Come on now.
If
you start telling me you're going to start using a litter box or something, I'm out.
I even hang out in furry chat rooms for most of the time. I'm doing nothing. It's not obvious or anything, but I just keep it under wraps most of the time.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay. All right.
Kathy's freak flag. I'm obsessed with maritime disasters.
What?
Oh, wow. Like, ships that have burned or sunk.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. So she must have been all about Titanic and every documentary that's ever been done about it.
Right. Right.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm going to tiptoe around this last one. Freak flag, I'm an adult toy nerd.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to keep this person anonymous. I know the brands, the sizes, the prices, the materials, the history, everything.
That That is a lot of research.
You know
That's
what?
That's extensive research.
What I'm saying is that we've all got our freak flag.
So that person, they've kicked the tires on a lot of things. They've kicked some tires.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Tried out a lot of things.
I mean, that's got to be a part of the research, right?
My brain didn't even make it that far, but yes.
Do they sell all that on Amazon? Do they have like a back room in Amazon I don't know about?
Oh, shoot. All right. Hey, thank you. Those are great. And Mandy, thank you for reaching out to us. Go on the trip. That's what we're saying.
Trip.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.